Joining me tonight is radio show host Jennifer Wilcoff. She is a best-selling, award-winning author and the creator of From Thought to Sales in 90 Days book process. She's also an award-winning freelance writer of the 2009 Silver Eddy Award for article featured in Marie Claire, April 2009 issue, who has been quoted and whose writings have appeared in national magazines and newspapers. Jennifer has supported first-time and seasonal authors and writers with the writing, getting published, and marketing of their books, ideas, and projects, as well as the building of their platform to raise their visibility to readers and the media. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jennifer.
Stacey, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
What inspires you?
I love it when someone pulls out a book on vacation on the subway in New York City, and especially when I get to see a parent reading to a child or a child reading to a parent. It's magical. We learn so much from each other, and a book is a great vehicle to do that. It's amazing how books touch our lives in so many ways.
Well, how do you touch others?
I love being an author, and I love being able to help other authors with their messages. You see, the messages that we create come from our lives, and I love helping others and also on my own behalf, sharing my life experience and leaving a legacy of lessons for others that I have gotten to experience and to share them through any written word. It's really something that I find we love and are curious about each other, and it's something that I love to be able to make a difference in the lives of others myself with my writing and to assist those who also want to make a difference with theirs.
Now, you teach books are your hook, but you've done so many things before working with books. What got you started with your first book?
Stacey, this is my ninth career.
Wow.
And I think I could probably say 10th if I included the radio show, which is brand new, so at the time of this recording. So it's something that, for me, I have always felt that each career that I've had has led me to the next piece of the puzzle that I needed to understand to build what I do today. And I have had careers that were in the entertainment industry, that were in consumer products. I've also worked in technology. I've been a consultant for large corporations, and I've also been a certified financial planner, as well as now an author. I've been a publisher, and I'm also a book consultant for others. What really got me started was when I was a financial planner, a certified financial planner, I made observations about my clients that continued to come in and sign up with me. And I used to ask them two questions that were really critical for me to understand before I could really help them in a meaningful way. And I wanted to know what they really wanted and how they really felt about what they wanted. And because I was a financial planner, the way that I was positioned to help them was with their money. So oftentimes it would take me sometimes several months to receive the answers from them that were specific enough that I could really work in a meaningful way for them. And the work that I would do with them over those months was really a clarification process so that they could be really super clear about what they wanted. And so my first book was born from my experience with my clients. And I wrote the best-selling, award-winning book, Dating Your Money, because I observed them, and I wrote the book to demonstrate for those people who would come in and meet me as a potential client, I wanted them to be more comfortable with their money and have a relationship with it so they could talk to me about it. And so I wrote the book for them. I wrote it for the reader, and it had such a significant impact. It still does, and it became an amazing dream for me, because the whole book was done so quickly, and it was all because of my own vision for that project. And after that, I was hooked myself.
Well, you also created the From Thought to Sales in 90 Days book process as part of what you're learning and creating and producing your first book, Getting Your Money. This book was completed From Thought to Sales in 90 Days and went on to become a best-selling winning book. What are the secrets to success behind this winning process?
This process is something where I actually had a team of people that worked with me that were all originally from the traditional publishing industry and world. And they had all basically left their larger publishing companies and gone out on their own with their own shingle. And we all sat down in a cool sushi restaurant in Brooklyn in November, and I looked at all of them and I said, this book will be done and in my office with a full line of publicity by February. And they just looked at me in disbelief and said, I got to be a part of this project because I want to see this woman do it. And lo and behold, we all worked, and remember, this is November. We all worked through the holiday season, just like we are in now. We all worked together. The book went off the press the first week of January, and lo and behold, the book arrived in my office in a case, just the way I said it would, with distribution, full distribution into the large nationwide booksellers online with full publicity by February 6th.
Wow.
And even one of my employees at the time in my firm said to me, I watched you do it. You shared the process with us as you were going along, and I still don't believe I'm holding the book. So a lot of the secrets behind the success is that I knew that it was going to happen, and I was confident in the way that the book was going to be processed, and due to that, I actually made choices about that book project that allowed me to have the most control. But at the same time, I was able to be, quote-unquote, an Indian on the same team where I was also the leader because I was an author and I had an editor and I respected all of the people on the team. And here's the biggest secret. No one was allowed to work on my project unless they loved it. And I mean really from the bottom of their souls that they loved the project. And because of that, what happened was, anybody who touches that book now, that's what they feel. They feel the love that we all had for the project.
So you poured your passion into it, and anybody else who touched it had to be passionate.
Absolutely. And it was a home run. That formula was a home run.
You know, after you've had such great success with your own books, you began to help others, authors, with their books. Why did you do this, and what motivated you to share the depth of knowledge you have with others?
You know, for me, becoming a best-selling, award-winning author was so easy. It was so simple, and it was so fun. And I really had such a joyful time doing it. And I looked around in the author community or the want-to-be author community, and I saw so many other people struggling. And I said, you know, I can help them. I'm certain that with what I've experienced, it's been so effortless for me. I'm sure that I can give them some pointers or some direction or maybe some tips to help them ease their pain and ease their way to being successful on their own. And that was something that really has always and continues to resonate for me, is that since I have such a whatever divine gift in this particular area, I always feel like it's my job, if you will, and my joy to share it with others and give them that same gift.
Well, in fact, you give a lot of information away to authors. Many others charge large fees for the same information that you share with authors throughout your radio show or on the Women's Radio Network and groups out on Facebook and LinkedIn, as well as many other resources. What drives your generosity of sharing your wisdom, knowledge, and experience with others?
One of the things that I learned very early on when I became a book business consultant, and I believe your book becomes your business, so oftentimes people come to me for both.
Mm-hmm.
I found that I really wanted to focus on the people that I was working with. So I didn't want to become a consultant who had thousands of clients. I really wanted to be able to focus my attention on the clients that I was consulting for. So I realized that there had to be a way that I could share information that I had to support the local author or the author that I wasn't going to be able to work with one-on-one for whatever reason and still provide them with help, assistance, and inspiration and information. And so I decided that I would create these resources and these communities and these I'll call them free opportunities for people to get touched and learn how their book is their hook, even if they're not able to get to me directly. And that was something that was really important to me, was I've been given this incredible gift of being able to be an effortless author. And one of the things that I know is that it's part of my job and part of what I love to do is to pass it on to others. And I don't need them to pay me the thousands of dollars that other people charge. I make money as a consultant, and I love what I do, and I always get wonderful feedback from my clients. But for me to work with 5,000 people in that way is just unwieldy and not fair to the people that I'm working with. So this is my way of giving back to the community and giving to those who want to be a part of it.
I can definitely hear that, the passion in your voice, and I can tell that this is something that holds a lot of meaning for you. You found a way to write books at lightning speed. How can other authors learn to write their books, especially those who are first-time writers who may be a bit concerned about their level of or lack of experience with writing?
I find that a lot of authors, when they write for the first time, they come up against challenges they didn't expect. Writing is a cathartic experience. Whatever it is that you're writing about, there's probably something for you to resolve. And oftentimes what happens is I oftentimes get inquiries about either assistance writing books, either as a ghostwriter or as a consultant to guide and assist the author through their writing process. And then I have others who come into my class that I offer once a year called Write It Now. And Write It Now is structured in a particular way to support the author so that the first week of that 7-week class, they don't write at all. They actually learn how to prepare their lives, the people in their lives, and everything in their environment to support them properly with the project. And then they can finish the project, often the first draft of their manuscript, in 30 days. There's also a little bit of information about marketing strategy in that class. And the best part about what I do is I want authors, and first-time authors especially, to be really super aware of the projects by other people that they like. There might be book covers, there might be titles, there might be styles of writing that they enjoy. And if that's what they want to mimic and mirror, I love that, and I always recommend that they get familiar with it, because just the same way that you really like and enjoy that author, they put their pants on one at a time just like you.
It's kind of like the interior design method. You go through magazines and pull out the pages you want, examine it, and look at it and pull the different concepts that you like together.
Absolutely. And what's really fun about it is oftentimes I will ask people, well, if you were writing like a particular author, who would you sound like? Who would you look like? And sometimes they say, boy, I really love this author, and I would like to write like him or her, but I don't really have the first idea how to do that. And that usually can give me a lot of information as a consultant as to how to guide them.
I see. That makes sense. Well, working as a book consultant is a rare profession. You're not a literary agent and you're not a publicist, but you are a consultant. Can you explain what you do in your area of expertise?
Yes, I can. And I'm really glad that we're talking about this, because I am not a literary agent. I can assist you through something I have called a literary agent matchmaking service, which I was asked to do by the literary agent community, actually, where I help match you up with the correct literary agent in your genre and category of your book. But I don't bang on the doors of publishers directly and ask them to publish your book. What I do is also I consult and guide you in the areas of writing, marketing, and getting published. I help you with your book proposal. I help you understand what it is about your book that differentiates it from your competition, and encourage you to get to know your competition so they become co-opetition, which is one of my favorite words, so you can cooperate with them and speak to the same audience in a powerful and productive way together. I also am a teacher, and I train, and for me, I am objective. I am well known in the literary community as one who loves to collaborate and loves to bring people together to learn. In my classes, I have bonus classes where I bring in other experts in specific fields like publicity or like a literary agent or even an editor or a ghostwriter so that people can hear from other minds in addition to mine. And this is something that is really important to me. I help people with social media. I help people with their own marketing platform and understanding how to really turn their book into a business. And that's the most important thing that I see as a book consultant and why I have people refer to me more as a book business consultant. Because to me, your book is just a part of your business. It's something that really helps you get your visibility up and get your message heard.
That makes sense. You're also a sought-after resource for authors on all levels of success. Is it true that Jack Canfield, the best-selling author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and the Success Principles book, and a featured teacher of The Secret, and well-respected coach himself, interviewed you for his private Platinum Mastermind group?
Yes, he did, Stacey. And in fact, he actually asked me to, he interviewed me for his group. And at the end of that first call, we had a question from the members of the group that was specifically about ebooks. And Jack and I are friends. And he said to me, Jennifer, would you mind coming back and doing another session with my group that's specifically about ebooks? And I agreed to do it. I love Jack, and I appreciate him and his support for my work, and I love to support his. And I said, of course. And I did a whole second session with his group specifically about ebooks, and it is in their resource library. And I continue to get thank yous, believe it or not, from future members of the Platinum Mastermind group who say this is one of the best calls on ebooks I've ever had.
Wow, that's quite an impressive kudos. That's wonderful. So how do you work with new authors who have a concept for a book and aren't sure what their next step should be with their project?
Well, what I often do is different authors are in different stages, and I teach the entire publishing process. So the first thing to do is to figure out where you are. Do you have an outline? Is it just an idea? Do you have a concept of how you want to impact the reader? Is it a fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? Is it a book that you see as a hardcover with a jacket wrap, or is it a paperback that someone can stick in their purse or briefcase or put on the edge of their bed? Get really super clear about what it is that you want the book experience for the reader to be. And then, if you choose to, you can find resources that are out in the marketplace, mine included, where, like on my website, you can go get a free starter kit. And that's something that's very easy, and that will give you a whole 90-minute workshop with a workbook that will take you through some very important exercises that will last you the lifetime of your writing. What's really important for you as a new author is to commit to being an author. And then if you don't know what your next step is, ask someone with more experience and find out what you need to do so that you can avoid some common mistakes as an author and get to the next step.
You have an actual 90-minute program on or outline on your website?
It's on my website, and I believe it's also now available in the Expert Insights Academy through the coach exchange. And if you actually go out to Expert Insights Academy, there is a bonus with that class that you get when you purchase it through the Expert Insights Academy. You actually get a free ticket into a Q&A call so you can ask specific questions about your project, your own project, with me live on the call. That's something that most people don't get access to. And oftentimes you can attend a seminar, a workshop, or listen to any program you like. One of the biggest frustrations for authors is that they never get to ask about their project. And so I created this environment, and it's something that Vicki and I talked about creating for the Expert Insights Academy so that the community can have an opportunity to talk to me one-on-one about their particular projects, and that workshop is a bonus alongside that call.
That is an amazing offering, extremely generous, and you don't receive that from, I don't know, anybody who offers that. So that's incredible. Thank you so much. How do you feel about ebooks and how valuable are they for authors to consider?
I'm a big fan of ebooks. I think that the Kindle and the Sony Reader and the Nook from Barnes & Noble and all of the other readers are something that I believe is attractive to people of a certain age, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that I know who have I've had discussions with who say, I will never stop wanting a physical book in my bag, Jen. And I say, I totally understand that and respect it and feel that way, too. I'd like to be reading something on the beach, perhaps, that is something I can turn a page. However, I think that, and we all talk about it in the publishing community, ebooks are here to stay. Ebooks are a wonderful marketing tool for you and your business. They're also valuable information. So I hear people say, I don't want to give my content away. An ebook is something that is easy for you to produce. It's something that people can access to get to know more about you and more about what your message is and what you want them to learn about you so that they take an interest in your work and they want to work with you. An ebook is easy for you to distribute and deliver. And it is also something nowadays that you can get what's called an ISBN number for it so that it is marked and it is tracked. And that's something that you would also want to copyright. You can send an electronic book up to the library, to the copyright office, and you can get a copyright specifically for your ebook.
So I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't, and a lot of people undervalue ebooks in such a way that I know some authors who give away their ebooks that are like 200 pages, and they give them away either as a gift when someone joins their community, or they give it away as a bonus for a purchase that is made. And I believe that ebooks can be an electronic brochure for you about your business. Books communicate in a way that touches people's hearts and souls. It doesn't matter if it's a fiction, nonfiction, or children's book. When someone reads your book, they read about you. And it's a great way for you, especially as a coach, to create an opportunity to start a conversation with someone by giving them the opportunity to read about you. And the other thing I would suggest is that if you are using an ebook as a marketing tool, you don't necessarily have to give away an entire book. Think about using an ebook as an easy sample of a larger complete book that you may have. So you might want to create an e-version of a couple of chapters along with the table of contents and your bio and anything else that you would like them to see along with a great shot of your cover of your book and give that away as a sampler for free and entice them to buy the full book itself using that electronic version. It's easy for you to distribute, it's cost effective, and it invites people into your world and into your message in a very nice and succinct way, and it's also short, which makes it a lot more fun for them to read and get involved in because it's something short that they can read quickly.
I agree. I think it's a wonderful door opener where they can hear your voice, understand your message, really get an idea of what you're like as a coach or as a person. I like the idea of making it, you can give them a chapter and the contents, and give them an idea of what they would be experiencing with you.
Yes, it's really a magical way. And again, I like to say that it opens up a dialogue with them because once you touch them with that particular electronic book, you can continue the conversation with them. And as they continue to raise their level of interest, you can raise the conversation to however it is that you would like them to work with you and direct them that way.
Well, you're such a versatile writer. You even took a devastating personal experience and turned it into a now award-winning freelance article this year. How do you do that, and how do we as coaches do that?
I always say that your life is one of the best resources to find your story. And I've talked to authors who have said, I never had a book inside me. And I've talked to other authors who said, I've always wanted to tell the story and I don't know how. Last summer, I was incarcerated in one of New York's most violent prisons called Rikers Island for a crime I didn't commit.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I did was had a lot of faith and learned quite a lot about myself through that experience. And when I was released, there was an editor at Marie Claire who was interested in my story. And when she found out that nobody else really knew about it, she asked me for an exclusive. And my experience was, and the way that the article itself was published, was actually as a personal essay from me talking about that experience. And I know people who said to me, I can't believe that you're writing a national article about being in this horrible hell. And I said, you know, I said, I learned so much. I've got content to teach for the rest of my life from this experience. And I actually wrote about my experience from inside the jail. And we distributed it to an inner circle of about 60 people. And when I was released and I would talk to them, they said, I used to read it with my significant other and we would cry because we just couldn't believe what was happening to you and what you were seeing. And, you know, just the other parts of our society that I was exposed to that I really hadn't come in contact with in any way. And it was really something that, for me, I now have publishers who have asked me to write the book. I have major motion picture interest in my story.
Believe it. That's a phenomenal experience that you had. Amazing. Wow.
And it's really something that I say to people. I know so many people who would have taken that experience, and I was accused of fraud. And, you know, it's something where I had people say, and especially people who didn't know me, they said, your career is over. They said, you know, get out of the spotlight and start, you know, being more invisible. And I looked at them and I said, why? I didn't do anything. And this is what's happening is beyond my comprehension. And it's really a great thing that I did on my personal website, JenniferSWilcov.com. The story is there. I put it up on my website. I put the national television interviews that I did out there. I put the magazine out there. I put the major radio interview that I did in New York, which was selected out of others, about it. And I put it out there, and I'll always remember what one of my dear friends said to me, who is the head of a publishing company, incidentally. He said, you are one of the most brilliant women I ever met. And the reason why he said that was because he said, you will never have to answer that question about this incident or why it happened. And I said, well, that was part of my motivation for putting it out there, was so that people would be informed about it and could understand that I made it through this, and I continue to give. I continue to contribute in the best and highest ways that I know how. I did it when I was inside incarcerated, and I do it outside every day. What can you give as a part of your life experience to somebody else? I mean, it's something that's so powerful, and as a coach, oftentimes there's something inside that stirs your soul and turns you in the direction of becoming a coach because you want to make a difference in someone else's life. I really encourage you to examine your own life and see if there's something that pops to the top that is a story that needs to be told. And I encourage you not to sweep it under the rug or put it underneath the mattress. Hold it out and let people understand that part of you. Your transparency will pay off in such great rewards that it will leave a legacy of a lifetime for you. And at the same time, it will help so many others and touch so many lives.
Jennifer, I really applaud you for doing so. And I wanted to thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Stacey. I really have enjoyed talking with you. I really appreciate the community that you have at the Coach Exchange. It's a wonderful community, and I welcome any questions that anyone has at any time through the Coach Exchange. I'm delighted to help you.
If you would like more information about Jennifer S. Wilcov, please go to the TCE, the Coach Exchange, .ning.com website. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio's The Coach Exchange Radio. I'm Stacey Chabel. Have a great evening.